Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. All right, it's Friday. Yeah. Can you feel it? I can feel it too. Yeah, it's February 27th, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Woo, here we go. It's becoming sadder and sadder for BlackBerry, particularly for users. When's the last time that you've actually run into a BlackBerry user? Well, apparently in the UK, probably not recently. The number of people in the UK using BlackBerry operating systems has declined dramatically this year. According to eMarketer's stats, mobile phone usage indicated that BlackBerry now has fewer than 700,000 users in the UK. This number is expected to fall to about 400,000 by 2017. We all know why BlackBerry's kind of dying, other than the passport. That was kind of its own death certificate, wasn't it? It's really the growing popularity of the iPhone and Android devices. It ain't looking good for BlackBerry, is it? I'm hearing the big B word coming pretty soon. Bankruptcy. Ever alone, kind of bored, think, you know what, I'm just going to talk to Siri. She'll listen. She understands me. Siri may not be the only one listening to those conversations. So I hope you haven't said too much. Forget the NSA on this one. According to a Redditor, that's an editor over there at Reddit, she says that she has recorded conversations with people that have had conversations with Siri. She wrote a blog post on Reddit saying, "I started a new job today with Walk and Talk Technologies, and I get to listen to sound bites and rate how text matches up with what is said in the audio clip and give feedback on what should be improved." So should we really be surprised about this? No, we shouldn't. Apple has actually said and confirmed that it holds on to Siri recordings for up to 2 years. So if you didn't know, now you have been warned. Stop asking where to hide a dead body. You remember just a few weeks ago, we had that guy, I guess he was an employee for the U.S. government or something. I guess he got drunk one evening, flew his drone over the White House, and everybody went, "Oh my God! Well, apparently the Secret Service got an idea about that. The Secret Service is going to start testing drones near the White House. They said they will conduct a series of drone tests in typically flight-restricted areas of D.C. Okay, why would they be doing that? Well, as with anything that's Secret Service, the announcement was kind of vague. All the thing they said is the United States Secret Service, in conjunction with other interagency partners, will conduct a series of exercises involving unmanned aircraft systems in the coming days and weeks over the White House. Because these exercises will be conducted within the normally flight-restricted areas in Washington, D.C., they have been carefully planned and will be tightly controlled. Tightly controlled, you say? I doubt that. Any bets the Secret Service is actually just having some big giant beer party or something? Woo-wee! Light up that grill. Throw on some burgers and have a beer. Let's fly some drones. Here's some news that you probably won't give a flying crap about. According to the Wall Street Journal, YouTube is not making any money. So how could a service that everybody literally goes to every day not be making any money? According to Google, the culprit is links. Users arrive at videos via links rather than daily visits to the YouTube homepage. Google says that when you come to the main homepage, they can charge more for premium ads there than they can when you arrive via a link. The Wall Street Journal has also reported that the site's reach isn't very wide either. According to one source's estimate, 9% of viewers account for a whopping 85% of online video views. So yes, that doesn't make it very appealing to advertisers. Google's hoping the solution will be the Music Key subscription service, among other things such as having a premium service where you pay so you don't have to look at those ads. I don't know. I still don't believe it. I know people that go to YouTube all the freaking time. Google Plus fans, you've got a new redesign and speed boost to look forward to. Starting today, you'll see a beautiful new stream design, improved sharing flow, and a much faster experience. At least that's what Google's saying. Actually, I gotta agree with it. I've actually went over to Google Plus today, and yeah, it's loading a lot faster. And it does look, it does look a little bit nicer. But I was only there for like 30 seconds, probably like most of you. So I wasn't able to really get the full experience. Google's saying the new improvements will work on both phones, tablets, and even in your browser. Good on you, Google. You've added a new design and added some speed boost. Now all you gotta do is add some users. And finally, thinking about making that trip over to China and thinking, maybe while I'm there, I'll pick up some cheap tech. Well, if you plan on picking up some cheap tech, it ain't gonna say Cisco on it. Probably ain't gonna say Intel or McAfee either. China is responding to a widespread cyber surveillance conducted by the West.
Okay, a little paranoia going on there.
But China itself is actually just saying they want to protect their domestic technology industry from fierce competition. China's saying there are many reasons why local makers might want to be preferred, saying that many local firms and product manufacturers offer more product guarantees than overseas rivals.
Yeah, right.
I say don't worry about it. So what if you bought a router and it doesn't say Cisco on it? Chances are underneath it, it still says Made in China. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Oh yeah, I'm so glad it's Friday. I'm ready for the weekend. I bet you are too. We'll be back here on Monday again to get you caught up on what will happen over the weekend in technology news. Until then, have a great weekend, have a great Friday, and thank you so much for listening.